Penguin Random House presents Grandparents' Bag of Stories by Sudha Murthy. Read by Poonam Srivastav. Also in Puffin by Sudha Murthy. How I Taught My Grandmother to Read and Other Stories. The Magic Drum and Other Favorite Stories. The Bird with Golden Wings. Grandma's Bag of Stories. The Magic of the Lost Temple. The Serpent's Revenge, Unusual Tales from the Mahabharata. The Man from the Egg, Unusual Tales about the Trinity. The Upside Down King, Unusual Tales about Rama and Krishna. The Daughter from a Wishing Tree, How the Sea Became Salty. How the Onion Got Its Layers. To Kaka and to the medical fraternity who continue to fight every day to keep us safe. Preface. As I began to get used to working from home during the time of coronavirus, I looked for entertaining ways to spend the limited extra time I found on my hands. To get away from the news and heavy discussions related to the virus, I began doing what I do best, create stories. My imagination ran wild and free, and the stories seemed to flow seamlessly, almost as if this book was meant to be written. I became both Ajji and Ajja, the main characters of the book, and some days I felt like the children in the book too. The days went by quickly. Even as the book revealed itself, I learnt the importance of having a routine, being positive, accepting the new normal, and working towards the goal of helping people less fortunate than me. Sunanda, my sister, is a doctor, as was my father, Dr. R.H. Kulkarni, also popularly known as Kaka. Through their work, I observed their dedication to patients, and without even knowing it, in my younger days, I developed compassion towards people going through medical challenges. Today, doctors, nurses, and housekeeping workers are putting their lives on the line more than ever before to fight against the virus and protect our country. That is the reason this book is dedicated to them. A heartfelt thanks to Shrutkirti Khurana, my friend and trusted editor, whose passion made the journey of this book a cheerful one despite the lockdown. Lastly, this book would not have been possible without you, my little readers. You are the inspiration that keeps me going. Chapter 1. The Arrival of Rice and the Children. It was a pleasant afternoon in March. Ajji and Ajja were glued to the television. The worry on their faces deepened as they heard increasingly distressing news about the coronavirus situation. Ajja turned to Ajji. The virus started in China. But look at what has happened. It has spread all over the world, becoming a pandemic. The anchor on the television announced, "The government is asking people to isolate themselves and follow social distancing protocol. All schools will be closed until further notice." Ajji's thought turned to her grandchildren in Bangalore and Mumbai. The sound of an auto rickshaw coming to a stop outside the house interrupted her thoughts, and the bell rang. Ding dong! Ajji opened the door and saw Kamlu, Ajja's sister, and her granddaughter Aditi. Ajji was delighted and surprised to see them. "Come inside," she said. Kamlu Ajji smiled as she took the bags out of the auto rickshaw. "Why didn't you tell us you were coming?" asked Ajji. "We would have picked you up from the railway station." Kamlu Ajji and Aditi entered the house. Kamlu Why did you make this trip with the deadly virus around? Ajay demanded, concerned. Oh, I didn't know coronavirus had reached here too. Isn't it time for the car festival now? I haven't seen it in so long. Aditi has her holidays now and her mother is working from home, so it is hard to keep her engaged. I thought she might enjoy the festival and brought her with me. Besides, I wanted to give you a surprise. 9-year-old Aditi stood shyly behind Kamlu Ajji. Come, child. Sit, said Ajji, inviting her with love. They all went to sit in the living room, and just then the phone rang. Ajji picked it up. It was her daughter, Sumati, from Mumbai. Amma, she said, I'm sending both the kids to you in Shigaon. I would be happy to have Raghu and Meenu, but what happened? With COVID-19 spreading like wildfire, the schools are closing down for some time and no one knows when they will reopen. Most people live in small apartments in Mumbai and it is almost impossible to keep children from going outside. Moreover, we are working from home and can't tend to their needs all the time. So we thought about it and spoke to Subhadra to see if I could see Raghu and Meenu to her, and she said yes. All the children can come here, Sumati, Ajji interrupted her. I knew you would say that, and that is why I called. Subhadra has also agreed to send her children to Shigaon to be with you. You have a large compound around the house, and there is plenty of fresh air and space to move around. This way, the kids can be with you all and not get bored since they will be able to play with each other. Now, don't hesitate to be frank. Tell me, will it be a problem for you to handle the four of them without sending them outside the house? No, Sumati, that is not a problem at all. My worry is, how will they come here? We will take care of that, Amma. Raghu and Meenu have already taken a flight from Mumbai to Bangalore today and are about to reach Subhadra's home, said Sumati. They can come to Shigaon tomorrow and stay for a few weeks. Ajja, who had been listening to Ajji's side of the call, took the phone from her and spoke to Sumati. Don't worry, child. Kamlu and her granddaughter Aditi are also here. Send the children. Almost immediately, there was another call from Bangalore. Subhadra was on the line. She said the same thing. My parents have already taken Anand with them, but Krishna and Anushka want to see you and stay in Shigaon. I have spoken to Sumati already, and the four children will reach your home tomorrow. Our office manager has offered to drive them from Bangalore to Shigaon, but he will come back immediately because there is a lot of work to be taken care of before things get worse, as is expected, said Subhadra. Ajji ended the call and looked at Ajja. I'm happy to hear that our grandchildren are coming, but I'm concerned about the coronavirus situation. Will you call the temple and check if the car festival is still going ahead as planned? Ajja nodded and dialed the temple's number. While calling, he remarked, It is unlikely that they will go ahead with the festival. We had a committee meeting yesterday, and I suggested that we skip the car festival this year. But others rejected my opinion. They felt that we should not worry because the coronavirus hasn't reached us as yet. I disagreed. Conducting the festival will be akin to giving coronavirus an invitation to come here. Kamlu Ajji's face fell. Instead of surprising you, I am the one who is surprised and disappointed. I think I will go back after a few days. Kamlu Ajji and Ajji were close friends. Ajji was pleased that her friend was with her. You are not going anywhere, she said emphatically. Car festival or not, you are staying here with us. Ajja turned out to be right. The festival had been cancelled. Kamlu Ajji turned to Ajji and announced, I am going to take charge of your kitchen. I love cooking. You can rest for a few days.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?